بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing on the discussion of the formation of character, especially now that we have the time and we have our family people around us and how we deal with them and how we display our character. It should not be that the best of my character is enjoyed by those out of my home. My friends, my peers, musallis, friends, business associates, or even worse, may Allah Ta'ala save us, the secretary that is working for me, or the female rep that comes to my business, that these people enjoy the best of my smiles, and the family people at home I devoid, they don't enjoy anything of my good character. Should be that now that I am at home, they enjoy the best of my character, and that we remain happy at home. They say, khush raho, khush mat raho. They remain happy, don't become dry at home. I cannot smile. I don't have a smile on my face. I don't joke with my family. These are all sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say, no matter how pious you become when you are coming home, then take your 1,000 bead tasbih and put it in your pocket and lower your gaze a bit. Instead of looking at Allah Ta'ala's arsh all the time in such a high level, look down at your wife and your children, smile at them and make salam with them. So to check our character at home, that what the people at home have to say about my character. That I receive from my wife and my family a no complaint certificate. No complaint certificate. There's no complaints about my character, my behavior at home. Not that now I have to see what mood I am in to get my work done. But rather, it should be with them the best character I can display whatsoever. So the first step we mentioned when it comes to a good character is repentance and tawbah. So we turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we repent for our past and we make amends. Very importantly, any dues that have to be repaid to those around me, I have to ensure that these are paid. This is part of my tawbah. Should not be that I make tawbah and then I tell them also those I owe inheritance to, be my sisters. That I owe inheritance to, or some employees haven't paid theirs yet, or somebody did some work for me, be a carpenter, electrician, be a plumber, etc., and I cut him the price, I don't know, pay him for full, whatever it may be. That is, any dues that I have to pay, ensure that I paid before the month of Ramadan. This is the month where I should come into the month absolutely clean, pure, free from all obligation to any insan and human. Pay everything out. Make the intention, Ya Allah, you assist me and you help me. Should not be that any person has any claim against me in this worldly life. So to ensure that everything is paid up, whatever is due to me. My Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib gives this a little bit funny example. And he says, should not be like one brother, Ahmad Bai, let Musa buy some money. 100,000 rand. And Musa Bai said to Ahmad Bai that I will repay you end of the month. The night before end of the month, Musa Bai is walking up and down in the room, he's pacing the room. Wife wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning, Musa Bai, why aren't you sleeping? He says, I have to pay Ahmad Bai tomorrow, 100,000, I don't have the money. So she says, why didn't you tell me, I will solve it. So he got very excited, possibly she has the money. So she asks her husband, tell me what's Ahmad Bai's phone number. So she phones him 2 o'clock in the morning. Assalamu alaikum Ahmad Bai, this is Musa Bai's wife. Musa Bai doesn't have money to pay you. Salaam alaikum. So Musa Bai asks, what is this about? She says, now you can sleep. Ahmad Bai will start walking the night. He'll walk the whole night because he's worried how he'll get the money. Should not be like this. But every person that I owe, I think I owe also, I should repay him. I should repay him whatever is due to him. As you mentioned also, I made somebody's ghibat. I feel bad about somebody. At least I can do is recite 3 times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ and send it to the ruh of that person, the soul of that person, you will receive the reward. And in this one, the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, there will be no claim against me. When it comes to the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now for me to sit and calculate if I have zakat that I haven't paid over the years, ask ulama ikram, I had gold that I was using, jewelry, possibly I thought there's no zakat on it, so I haven't paid zakat. Whether I had shares, whether I had some investments, whatever it was, now go back and recheck. If there was some interest came into my account, I haven't taken it out, I haven't given it away. So to check my records now, and very, very importantly, when it comes to my qada namazes and my qada fasts, If I have any fast that I have missed, sometimes in my school days, I broke some roza, some fast in school, and I didn't bother much about it, about making it up, at least now, to make tawbah for that, and after the month of Ramadan, to keep the 2 months roza, if I broke it intentionally. So not intentionally to start making up those fasts that I missed. These are all debts that are upon my head from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When it comes to my salah that I have missed for so many years, now for me to start making it up, and very quickly, a very easy way to make up my missed salah, namazes that I missed. For example, if I missed 10 years of salah, whatever namaz it may be, or I'm uncertain how many years namaz, take the maximum amount, which I feel in my heart comfortably, this is the maximum amount of Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and 3 Witr also included. I think I missed so many. So it might come to 5 years, 8 years, whatever it may be. And I start from today, that Haji who's collecting his money in his envelope to go for Hajj, and he passes away without making Hajj, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will raise him with the Haji. That young boy doing hibs of Quran, he starts to uli alif lam mim surah Fatiha, he passes away, he'll be raised with those that were hufaz, with the hafiz al Quran. Inshallah, us also, we will endeavor to start making up our qaza namazes. Even we don't finish it, but we're on the road. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will raise us in the day of Qiyamah with those who have performed salah fully in their life. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So very quickly, when it comes to our Muslim namazes, so I will just calculate in my mind, I think I have 5 years of Fajr namaz. Let's start our Fajr namaz only. Even we have to read every rakat, Inna atina qul huwa Allah, Bismillah, I read it. And cover up our namaz. How should we do it? Very simple. Without any pen or paper, today is 24th of Sha'ban. If I put in my mind, make a note on my cell phone or some page in my diary, 24th Sha'ban, 1441. From today I'm starting only my Fajr namazes. Every day I will read 2 Fajr namazes that I missed. What need I will make? Ya Allah, the last Fajr namaz I missed in my life, I'm performing now. Once you perform that one day will drop off from your responsibility. Then again I will make intention, whenever again in that day, that I'm reading the last Fajr namaz that I missed in my life. And now he will read that. So he takes upon himself 2 Fajr namazes every day, 24th Sha'ban, 1441. So by next year, 24th Sha'ban, 1442, because he read 2 Fajr every day, so in 1 year, for 2 years, Fajr is covered up. If it is these 5 a day, 5 Fajr namazes a day, then in one Islamic year, he just got a note down, 24th Sha'ban, 1441. He knows next year by 24th Sha'ban, because I read 5 Fajr every day, so 5 years of Fajr I have covered up. By 5 years is done. They start my Maghrib Salah. There's only 3 rakats. Then I do my Zuhur. Then I can do all my Asr. Then I'll come to my Isha and my Witr. But I already started paying my debts to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to cover up all our debts, maybe spiritually, maybe physically, monetarily. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala clean us up before the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.